Hello, everyone. It's Madge Weinstein of Yeast Radio. Well, I don't need to say of Yeast Radio because this is Yeast Radio. And I am freezing my ass off here in Chicago. It's 9 degrees, and I have everybody's favorite once-in-a-while guest, Berbatia Clemens, on the line. Is it cold over there in L.A.? I don't imagine so.
It's a little cold. It's not too bad. And, It's, hey, everybody, it's Berbatia Clemens, big, black, bloated, bisexual, bipolar, overweight, lesbian, black dress. Coming at you in 3D.
Can we get a That's Plump, just for old time's sake?
And that's plump.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy you're on the show. People love you. I mean, I like having you on the show, too, but...
Oh, I'm miserable today, but whatever.
Well, you know, big wheel keep on turning. Proud Mary, honey. Proud Mary. That's all I can say. It's colder than a witch's tit here, though. You must be glad to be away from Chicago, Berbatia. Now, are you being stalked by anyone these days? I know last time you had a run-in with Mayor McCheese at some women's adult bookstore or something.
Well, you know, this time it's Sally Struthers.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Sally Struthers has been trying to get me to donate to the Children's Charity Fund, and it's all a ruse. You know, she's not really taking the donations and doing what she should be doing with them, taking care of them kids.
Yeah.
She's taking that money, and what she's doing with it is she's going to different fast food places, and she's a little bit embarrassed about it. Like, she'll go through McDonald's and, you know, buy about 30 Whoppers and, tell them that they're for the kids, and then she'll go through, like, Jack in the Box, you know, and she'll get, like, you know, some combos on ciabatta bread, and she'll, you know...
Combos?
Say,
what do you mean combos? You know, what's a combo?
Like a chicken.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, those little disgusting round crackers snacks, you know? Combos.
Oh yeah, combos. those are pretty nasty, but you know, when you're having a cocktail or something, they taste pretty good.
Now, is Sally still obese?
Sally is she's been diagnosed as being just a little pleasantly plump, but I think that's the celebrity justice that she's been afforded, because, you know, she's obese, you know,
right.
She's morbidly obese, and, you know, they keep telling her, you're just pleasantly plump, you know, just to keep her propped up and keep her moving, you know, but,
that's what they do to famous people, you know, everybody kisses their ass, and they end up being, that's why they end up being assholes and looking a fool. Because nobody tells them the truth. Nobody tells them what time it is. Nobody says, Sally Struthers, you're a fat cunt, and you look like you've been eating chicken fingers all day.
You know? And chicken ciabatta sandwiches with side odor onion rings.
Well, those are good, though.
And a Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, because you got to have the diet.
Wait a minute, I got a little song from Britney.
Oh.
Yes, I got a little song from Britney Spears.
Oh, what do you mean from... You mean you're going to... She wrote a song just for you?
Exactly. And it's along the lines of Piece of Me, but it's called Piece of Meat.
Are you going to sing it for us?
No, I'm going to recite it.
Oh, yeah.
I miss American Dream since I was 17. Don't matter if I step on the scene or sneak away to the Philippines. They still gon' put pictures of my derriere in the magazine. You want a piece of meat. You want a piece of meat.
Oh.
I'm just bad media karma. Another day, another drama. Guess I can't see the harm in working and being a mama. And with a kid on my arm, I'm still an exceptional earner. You want a piece of meat? I'm Mrs. Lifestyle of the rich and famous. You want a piece of meat? I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that Britney is shameless.
Mm.
You want a piece of meat? I'm Mrs. Extra Extra, this just in. You want a piece of meat? I'm Mrs. She's too big, now she's too thin. You want a piece of meat?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I'm Mrs. You want a piece of meat? I'm trying and pissing me off. Well, get in line with the paparazzi. Who's flipping me off? Hoping I'll escort, resort to some havoc, end up settling in court. Now, are you sure you want a piece of meat? You want a piece of meat? I'm Mrs. Most Likely to Get on TV for stripping on the streets. When getting the groceries, no, for real. Are you kidding me? No wonder there's panic in the industry. I mean, please. Do you want a piece of meat? I'm Mrs. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Do you want a piece of meat? I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that babacia is shameless. You want a piece of meat? I'm Mrs. Extra Extra, this just in. You want a piece of meat? I'm Mrs. She's too big. Now she's too thin. You want a piece of meat? Okay, and then that bitch goes on and on and
she
on.
She sure do. You know, that, when you were reciting it, I'm just imagining it through the vocoder. You know how that song is with the vocoder? You want a piece of me? It makes me, you know, I wish I wasn't lazy, because if I weren't lazy, I would post-produce this, and I would put it through a vocoder. You want a piece of meat? We might have to work this. But that's Britney. I thought it was Pink. See, this shows how much I know about pop culture. Maybe Pink will write you a song, too, some other time.
Yeah, Pink might write me a song. You know that, did you ever see that show, where Matt Damon and the other one, they did like new scripts?
No.
And then they got to produce them. And
oh, the Project Greenlight.
Yeah, Project Greenlight. Mm. And do you remember the guy who did the horror film?
I didn't actually see it, so no, I don't.
Okay. That's all right. No big deal. I just know where he lives, and I saw people, you know, like reporters stalking around his
Well, place. I have a story about along those lines, too. You know, Trotsky, when I'm in Chicago now, and, you know, and in Chicago here in this cold weather, Trotsky has a little play group of other Italian greyhounds, the same breed because they're very delicate, so we can only play with his own kind. So, and, well, when I do go to Miami, and I unfortunately haven't been there since May because I'm very poverty-stricken. I'm on unemployment, looking for jobs, slaving over a hot stove every day with maple syrup. But Trotsky has several friends, and we used to go there, and they have a get-together every Wednesday. And the guy who hosts it has seven Italian greyhounds. Well, he lives right off Lincoln Road on Miami Beach. And there was a picture in People magazine of Matt Damon walking with his dogs, this guy with Trotsky's friends. So I thought that was kind of cool. It's no Star Jones, but it's close. Was it Matt Damon or Ben Affleck? I get those mixed up. Conde, I want to ask you a question. I had a call from a family member last week, and she said to me, Madge, okay, it was my sister. She said, Madge, I'm in Washington, D.C. My contacts here want to know, is Condoleezza Rice a lesbian? I said, I have no idea. I really don't know. I'll ask my friend Berbacia Clemens.
I didn't know her name was Condoleezza.
What do you mean?
I thought it was Cunnilingus.
I used to call her Cunt du Lezzi, the French spelling.
Cunt du Lezzi.
Cunt du Lezzi, like dulce de leche. So is he a lesbian?
Well, you know what? She's got that gap in her teeth, and I heard she wasn't born that way. She has that gap in her come down on a woman. Usually, at first it was that Margaret Thatcher woman.
What? Is she still alive?
Uh-huh.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
Seriously? But Ronald Reagan died at age 95, and they were about the same age. Didn't they play together? With the cruise missiles? They used to cruise missiles together in the park, in the restroom.
I had to get some water. I mean, I've been eating soup all day.
What my sister said is, she said that the rumor is that she and this other woman bought some property together, that they own some property together. Do you know anything about this, Berbacia?
Wait a minute.
I mean, you're in the know. You know about the Barneys with what's-her-face dressed up like Barney and Grimace or whatever that was in the adult women's bookstore.
Wait a minute. That sounds kind of wacky.
Yeah.
Because I heard she bought some property. But
hot property, wasn't it?
Some hot property. I knew she bought some property. I thought it was just an iPhone.
Would you share an iPhone, honey? Why would you share an iPhone?
I don't know. People do wacky things.
And when you're the Secretary of State, do you really think you got to share an iPhone?
You know, they knock down gay marriage, so you never know. But you have to have something that'll hold you together. Even if it's an iPhone.
So you heard actually that it was an iPhone, not an actual. Because I was thinking property in terms of real estate.
I have no idea about that, but you know what? I'm going to get some hookers on it. I've got a couple of street trannies in D.C. who keep me informed on things.
Yeah.
And so I will make sure that those whores are out next time we talk. I will have the information, but, the information I have right now is that gap between her teeth is so she can pull the skin of the labia between it and give extra sensations.
Well, I think it works the clit as well.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
You know, that reminds me, though, do you remember when it was only one time I visited you, and when I was in L.A. like 3 years ago. Do you remember we went and visited Hollywood Boulevard? You showed me where those hookers are, and you yelled at them?
Mm-hmm. Those are my informants.
You yelled at Pop It, I believe.
Yes, exactly.
Well, okay, I don't know. Did you know that Reagan Fox did a whole doctoral? He published in a book, in a journal of his field of communications, about soundscapes, particularly in the queer community, and he quoted that actual show several times in this document. Would you like me to read what he wrote?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's very interesting. I just thought of it.
We need to get some money off that whore.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. That's one of... She did one of me shitting. Oh, here. Okay. During a trip to Hollywood, Madge Weinstein recorded an episode of Yeast Radio co-hosted by Berbacia Clemens. Like Bluestein's Madge. What? What does that mean? She don't know how to write. Berbatia performs audio drag? Or is a gay male performer who adopts an over-the-top female persona? This is strange. I don't know why. In Berbatia's guest appearance on Yeast Radio, she describes herself using the following alliterative tagline. I am Berbatia Clemens, a big, black, bloated, bisexual, bipolar, overweight, blacktress. Join me as I peel open the pussy lips of Hollywood and peek inside. And then in parenthesis, even weirder, Bluestein, 2005C. Now we're not done. It gets better. The episode chronicles a Hollywood Hills road trip in which the two ladies, in quotes, imagine the nerve of her, ladies in quotes, ain't nothing but lady here, in which the two ladies document a soundseeing adventure. In the world of podcasting, soundseeing or a soundscape works something like sightseeing. Rather than look at Hollywood's lush topography, Yeast Radio listeners hear the sights as Madge and Berbatia describe the scenes, tar pits, winding streets, and rolling hills. The recording is muffled in such a way that the audio authentically replicates the hum of wind most people hear when driving their cars. Unlike audio recordings one may hear on the radio, the performers do not stop recording when they encounter a technical problem that disrupts the flow of the program. When a driver in front of the men, slams on his brakes, the podcasters squeal in a high pitch, prompting Madge to scream, "Slow down, we're gonna die." Scatological humor complements the messiness of the recording. At the beginning of the episode, Madge asks Berbatia, this is funny, I didn't remember this, I still don't. Madge asks Berbatia why canals, why canals run down the hills. Berbatia explains that, quote, the canals are there. The canals are there so that the water has a place to roll off. Oh, Madge responds, they're like golden showers or sexual experiences in which people pee on one another. Berbatia explains to Madge that, quote, you've got some big Hollywood stars with big... You've got some big Hollywood stars with big cocks on them, and they start peeing down the hillside, and houses start slipping down. I could cry. As the two make their ways out of the hills and into the gay mecca that is West Hollywood, Madge, her distinctive, over-articulated Jewish accent bemoans the fact that they have yet to come in contact with one transvestite, not one John Travolta. Then, as if cued by a script, Berbatia corrects Madge. Like a queer Abbott and Costello, the two Q-Potters participate in the following exchange. Berbatia, we just passed street hustlers and crack whores. Madge, I see tranny hookers. After a brief pause, Berbatia increases her volume as if she is screaming at somebody located outside the car. Berbatia, what y'all doing? Madge, we're interviewing people for a radio show. An indistinctive voice mumbles a reply too low to be picked up by the performer's microphone. Berbatia, she says she wants a room. Bitch, get off your high horse and... come down to earth. There are prostitutes out here who are like, we're not going to be interviewed. We need a place to live. Berbatia. And Berbatia's focus returns to the person outside of the car. Berbatia. Are there a lot of prostitutes out here? Madge. What did she say? Berbatia. She ignored us and said something in Spanish. Berbatia continues her conversation with the prostitutes. Hey. Hey, girl, look at that booty. Work it, whore. Work, whore. Come over here and just tell us your name, girl. Pop it, bitch. Pop it. Wait a minute. Her pimp's coming. We got to get out of here. Anyway.
Wow. Yeah. I cannot believe, you know, usually
it
you
goes
know,
on.
You have a litter.
I'm not going to read the rest, but it does go on.
Oh, okay. you usually have like a credible source.
Yeah, I mean, it's just weird. It's talking about men? That's weird.
You know, a credible source to cite in your, your thesis.
Rather than some tranny hookers?
Tranny hookers are not credible sources. You know, well, maybe they are. I don't know.
And this is from, I don't know, it was seriously in some journal of communications. Qualitative inquiry. Sober drag queens, digital farce, and bloated lesbians performing gay identities online. Sagepublications.com for the rest of it, or go to ReaganFox.com. Anyway.
What is that hooker doing these days?
I haven't talked to her in a while. I guess she's still doing her show.
Is she teaching?
She's teaching, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think that's what she does for the...
Yeah. Bread and butter.
So
she live in Long Beach.
I think she teaches in Long Beach. I don't know where she's living. I think she lives in. Well, it's somewhere in. I don't know. I think it maybe West Hollywood or somewhere near there. I don't know. I haven't talked to her in well over a year.
Oh, okay.
So
she could be a tranny prostitute. All we know.
She'd be good at it. I think she might be a rock star.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't think this audience understands crack slang anyway.
Okay.
So, did you want to continue with the 1,000 reasons to leave him?
Well,
Or do you want to discuss something else?
Yeah, and then we got a Britney song after that.
Oh, another Britney song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Well, this is all kind of... we have a lot of content today. I'll go ahead and read number 39.
Wait, what's it called again?
The website?
Yeah.
It's gay2together.typepad.com. And then the name of the post is 1,000 Reasons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I should know that. Okay, go ahead.
Did you find it?
I'm still looking.
Because I'll mail you the link. How now?
That's okay, I think I...
What do you think about Cheryl Murkowski, Barbacia?
I really don't know. I think her skin is, really dry and, crackly and everything. That's all I think about her.
Yeah, that's a compliment, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't think she thinks too highly of me, but, she's possessive.
She's like a water bug, only there's just one of her. Okay, did you find it? I sent you the link to your Yahoo.
No, I say it, I have...
Okay, then do you want to take turns again like we did before?
Okay, let me pull down to 39.
And when you feel like breaking out into another Britney song, you can just say so. Just say, you want a piece of meat, or what? That can be the code, piece of meat.
You want a piece of meat? I don't know why I think that's so funny.
Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you while you're looking at that. Speaking of Sally Struthers and McDonald's, I had a binge last night, Probation. You want to know what happened? Well, here in Chicago, there's this thing called beach yoga.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's 10 degrees, it's a special kind of yoga where you'd go out to the beach and do yoga in 10-degree weather. Well, I had never been to beach snow yoga before. In Chicago. So I was driving around. I had borrowed my sister's car because she's out of town. I was driving around looking for beach yoga. And they said 5 p.m. on the beach. Montrose Harbor. I thought, no problem. I'm there. Maybe it's the weather. I don't know. But there was nobody there. So I went to the Burger King And I had this thing, some sort of wrap. It was like a wrap, and it said 99 cent for this wrap. I said, oh, that's good, 99 cent. And then I said, well, hell, I'll take the meal. You know how much the meal cost with tax? $5.55.
Oh, Lord.
And there was so much food in it. There were two wraps in there, and it was like a taco, only except instead of taco meat, it was like this fried chicken that tasted like it doesn't even taste like chicken. It tastes like salt and MSG. So I ate it all, and then I ate the thing of fries, and I felt disgusting. The end of story. Burger King.
Yeah. They always try to trick you with food at these fast food places. They're like, oh, it's just a dollar. Come on in. Yeah. You know, and then they want to upcharge you, and, you know.
I bet Sally had the same experience.
Exactly.
Several
times.
Sally,
you know, her body is so numb to the whole experience, she doesn't even know she's having processed food.
Right.
You know, she doesn't even, you know, she's just like, you know, it gives her a little buzz, and then she goes and she sleeps it off. So,
well, she's a processed woman.
Yeah, she's a processed woman.
And a processed dude. But
yeah,
I don't know. Do you think I went to the wrong place? I don't understand why that yoga class wasn't there. I understand it's cold. I mean, it was only 10 degrees, but it's yoga. It's supposed to be yoga in the snow. Snow yoga. Beach snow yoga.
Isn't there, whatchamacallit? Oh, there's snow on the ground. So.
Well, it's because I'm in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know. That just sounds, you know those yoga people, though, they don't eat meat. They eat a lot of, you know, vegetables. And they get real, you know, kind of lightheaded and excited about doing different things. So they'll be like, yeah, we're doing beach yoga. And then when it comes time to get out the house to go, they don't have enough energy, you know, because they're not having their protein.
Well, I eat protein, as you well know.
Yes, I know.
All right.
And not really a binge yesterday, but I had a little bit of a soup in the morning, and then I didn't eat again until I had cookies in the afternoon, some snacking, and then I had those energy drinks, those little bottles, the little, you know, 5-hour energy shots.
Sure.
I had, like, the, you know, drugstore, you know, generic version of it.
Right.
And it just got me so wired up. And,
what's in those things?
I don't know. You know, it could be cat urine. All I know is you know
Do it taste good?
They just try to trick you. You know, just like then you know maybe they put a speed in there, a little 8-ball or something. You know, but it just got me wired. And then I made the coffee at this place, and then you know. It was my first time making coffee there. I put in enough for 10 cups of coffee, and then only put enough for 8 cups of water. And so, you know, that coffee was just it was deep. So I went to my audition for the lead in a feature film where, you know, I would play, you know, the female pimp to some hoes, and you know, I was so wired. I was sitting there waiting to go in, and the room cleared out. Like, you know, one guy came in, he says, where should we be waiting? And another guy said, well, wherever you feel comfortable. And I looked around me, nobody was there. Everybody, the room was packed too, and they moved on out of there. I guess I was so wired and was just like, just sit here, But I did the audition, and it went really well. But, you know, as I was getting ready to leave, you know, it was at Sunset Gower Studios, and Sally Struthers was sitting behind one of the flats in the back of the studio. And she was just sitting back there, you know, eating a chicken ciabatta, and just, you know, she just kind of gave me that eye, you know, she's not
another
really
chicken ciabatta.
Yeah, I think it was from the first 30, you know, she just gotten around to it. But she just was looking at me. She gave me that strange look, like, you know, bitch, one of these days I'm going to kill you for taking my part. So,
not to mention my food.
Yeah, she hasn't done anything yet. But when I finally went to eat, I got, you know, like a half a pound of chicken salad.
Yeah.
And I got like two slices of jalapeno cheese.
Okay.
And then I got, you know, two slices of the, what do you call it, cheese. Begins with an M, I don't know. But then I got...
Mozzarella?
Mm-mm.
Munster?
Yes, because it's got the little, okay. Looks like it's kind of orange around the edge.
Yeah, Munster, uh-huh.
And I got that, and then I got one of these, like, huge slices of... German chocolate cake.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. And so I ate half of it and then went to hear some people talk about their problems. And then afterwards I came home and had another half of it. I had the other half. But, you know, that had me, you know, I was kind of like, you know, my head was still spinning from that speed. And then, you know, my stomach was full and I just kept trying to tell myself, you know, go out and have some random anonymous sex or go eat some more. And I just was like, just go to sleep, bitch. So I went to sleep. But all today, I've just been eating these soups, like the soup in a cup. And I've had like 1,500 calories of soup in a cup already today.
Well, what kind of soup is 1,500 calories?
Say it again?
I said, what kind of soup is 1,500 calories? Soup is low calorie. Mm-hmm. How much soup you had?
There were 300 calories, but I had like three, you know.
Was it a gumbo?
Like three or four or five. No, just those little weird, like in a cup ramen type. You put hot water in them.
Oh, gas station soup. I hate those.
They were, yeah.
Don't do that to yourself, Berbatia. Don't do that.
It tastes like it was stale.
Have a ciabatta. You should have shared it. You should have shared with Sally.
With Sally.
You would have bonded. Yeah.
She's, you know, I'm not quite sure, but, you know, I'm just kind of feeling her out because I'm not quite sure what she's up to, you know, because she could be. Mm-hmm.
No, you could have, I was just thinking, you could have shared the ciabatta, shared your soup, and then spill it in her pussy, and then guess who can't audition because her pussy's on fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a couple ways around that whore.
Okay. You
know. So, yeah. But, and, you know, all those carbs, though, is just got me real bluesy today, and I'm obsessing about, you know, an ex, you know.
Eggs?
That they wanted to,
You're obsessed about eggs? Me too. I've been into these egg sandwiches.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm obsessing about an ex who wants to... Who wanted? He told me that they wanted to get married, and all it was some bull, so they can get in the bed with me, and it drove me crazy, you know, for like close to 2 years. And so, you know, I'm just, you know, it fucked up my money, fucked up, you know, just my head. You know, I just don't. I'm having a hard time trusting, and just all of that because.
Well, why don't you marry her, or him, or it, whatever?
Well.
Why don't you just say, look, you said we get married. We're going to get married. Let's go to Las Vegas, bitch.
Well, she, you know, because she was lying. She was sleeping with all these other
people. Don't matter. Do what Boy George did. You read about what Boy George did?
What's that? Locked him to the bed?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what you should have done. Look, you promised to marry me. You're going to marry me here. Here's your ankle bracelet. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, you know, the thing is that I don't want to go to jail like that. But, you know, I have to feel my feelings and, you know, process it that way. And, you know, it happened a long time ago, but, you know, I'm finally getting to the core of it. And, you know, it takes time. I just can't deny that, you know, it didn't happen and how it affected me. And, you know, like my head was spinning. And the crazy thing was that, her lover lived two blocks away from me, so the whole time she was telling me she wanted to get married, she was down the street, like, you know, on a Saturday night or whatever, you know. She's like, well, I've got to work and blah, blah, blah. I'd leave the house or whatever, and her car would be down the street, you know, sleeping with somebody else. It was crazy. It was
low. But a good lead-in to the rest of 1,000 Reasons to Leave Him. An 18-year relationship nightmare. I'm finally ready to say what I wasn't ready to say years ago. Soon to be published at your local bookstore. Right. More like your local self-publishing website. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to start with 39?
You're excited about it. You go ahead.
Okay, but you got it on your screen, so you can read it too, or no? Or you want me to just keep reading?
Go ahead. We can take turns. Whatever.
Okay, I'll read 39. 39. When the extent of his dinner conversation is limited to guessing the puzzle on the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. 40. When he takes an extra set of clothes with him to go out for the day. Bum, bum,
bum. What is that for duty? Oh, I get it. Number 41. When his lack of compassion for others becomes so evident that when his grandmother is placed in an extended care facility because of her falling health, I have to spend weeks trying to convince him how important it is just to call her and stay in touch. Ain't nobody going to publish this. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. What kind of reason is that? I mean, really. That's just part of a normal give-and-take relationship. Who the fuck cares about their grandmother? Okay, go ahead with 42.
You're an evil queen. 42. When he meets someone that he knows while we're both out together and he doesn't bother to introduce me. Superstar, where you from? How's it going? I know you got a clue what you're doing. You can play brand new to me. To all the other chicks out there, but I know what you are, baby. Look at you, getting more than just a re-up, baby. You got all the puppets with the strings up, making like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know what you are, baby. Womanizer, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh, you're a womanizer. Oh, you're a womanizer, baby. You are. Womanizer, 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 womanizer.
Wow.
Next.
That was good. 43. When his newest boyfriend tells him on the cell phone that he can't leave his family right now because he will end up in the, quote, Haitian mock poorhouse, quote, Haitian mock, he then tells the boyfriend not to worry, he'll take care of him. Of course, what he doesn't tell the boyfriend is that he can barely... Excuse me? Of course...
I'm giving you background music.
Oh, I see. It's very nice. Of course, what he doesn't tell his boyfriend is he can barely afford to pay his own bills because his debt is so high. Yeah. Open parenthesis.
More but I about, can do it.
More
you're a womanizer.
More about this special boyfriend coming soon. Close parenthesis, period.
Board and try to front eye just to what you are. Board and try to front eye just to what you are. You say I'm crazy. I got you crazy. You're nothing but a womanizer. Daddy-o, you got the swagger of a champion. Too bad for you. You just can't find the right companion. I guess when you have one too many, makes it hard. It could be easy who you are. It's who you are, baby. Lollipop. must mistake be yours. Like you're the sucker to think that I would be a victim, not another. Say it, play it how you wanna. But no way I'm gonna ever fall for you. Fall for you, baby. 44. When he makes the same hour-long cell phone call every night at 12 midnight. Womanizer, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh, you're a womanizer. Oh, you're a womanizer, baby. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Womanizer, 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 womanizer. Boy, don't try to front honor just what you are. Boy, don't try to front honor just what you are. You got me going. You're also charming. But I can do it. You womanizer.
45. When his parents get divorced. For years, he refers to his father's new wife as the whore.
Whore.
No matter how many times over the next couple of years I try to explaining to him that she's a lovely person, and both his father and his new wife don't deserve that, he continues.
You know, I have a comment on that one.
Yes.
I believe that this child was just messing in this other child's business so much that he just got tired and was just like, bitch, back your shit up.
Yeah, I mean, what does it matter to this queen who writes this book that he is delusional enough to think is going to get published? I mean, this is just dumb. You know, why does he... How is that a reason to leave your lover because of how he deals with his own family? Who cares? Besides, she is a whore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and he might have not started off as a whore, but he probably was just trying to find ways to get rid of him, you know, like, fuck it, you know, you're a lunatic, so let me just start acting crazy and doing things that just purposely pissed you off, and well, maybe you'll leave.
I think what it comes down to is the one who wrote this got real fat, and the one that didn't write it stayed indecent. You know, in other words, he was still fuckable.
Speaking of fat, you know, I did that workout thing over the summer, and I lost about 40 pounds.
Wow.
And then I, you know, since then, I've lost another 10 pounds.
Wow.
And, yeah, girl, but, you know, you can, you know, it's almost like I'm one of these, like, skinny people, and, like, my brain is finally catching up to the fact that I am skinny. But I lost it too fast that, you know, I have like the little pouch around the stomach.
Oh, skin, you have loose skin.
Yeah. Oh, and it's just, So I'm trying to go to the gym and do like extra exercises, you know, on the with weights. Because, you know, what I was doing it over the summer was just like with two hand weights and stuff like that. And, you know, it definitely helped to like lean me out and cut. But I need to build up muscle.
This sounds like a personal ad, honey. Why don't you go to yoga?
Yoga helps to do that?
Oh, yeah. It helps everything in your body. You'd love it. It's really wonderful because it brings your whole... You know what? This is why I started doing yoga barbacula. Because I looked at the people who go to the class and they have phenomenal bodies. I said, well, I want what they have. Though I already have a vagina. I want what they have, and it's true because it works all your body and your mind, and it helps you with the obsession. It's all about balance and grace under pressure. I think you should try it at your gym. Do they have yoga classes at your gym, womanizer?
Well, I'm actually
womanizer,
testing gyms out right now.
Womanizer.
I believe that they actually have yoga there, and there's another one I'll be testing out this next week, and I believe that they have yoga.
Do it.
But it's the one that they have is at a weird hour. It's like, I think it's at like 5:30 in the morning, and I'm like, you know, I don't know if I'm that committed.
Well, maybe they might have beach yoga in the you don't have snow.
Yeah, they probably do. It definitely is something to look into, you know, I could really use working on my balance because I've always been a little bit tipsy. I don't know what that's about, but I've always been a little bit tipsy where I feel like, you know, I'm off balance when I'm walking. Not all the time, but just, you know, like I might be walking.
It'll help with that. It'll definitely help with that.
Yeah, yeah.
It will.
You know, they do a naked yoga here in Los Angeles. And, you know, I was looking at some of the pictures and, you know, my current crush, you know,
yeah.
has the teacher of the Naked Yoga's picture, you know, as one of their entourage on their Facebook page. And so, you know, of course, you know, my little stalking, you know, antennas came up and I had to research it, you know, who this person was and why was he in the entourage and I wasn't. So,
what do you mean entourage? There's no entourage. It just picks. You mean Facebook? What do you mean entourage?
There's an application called Entourage. I don't know if it's still on there or not. Oh. I don't know how many people use it. But
I don't use anything. I just have all my friends are equal. I mean, I don't discern it.
That's what I figured out. You know, like there's no, you know, like there's this top friend application, and because you know, my current crush was using Top Friends, so I decided to kind of check it out to see what it was all about. And it's kind of stupid. I think people sign up for it, and then they're like, this is stupid. It's just like having the Facebook page, but only you get a feed for, you know, whoever your top friends are.
Well, yeah, and those applications, they're just endless. I mean, I get things every day that it's like somebody wants to send you a secret twat-gram. And I don't respond to any of that. I don't know what that shit means. It's hard enough just to communicate. Let's see what my messages say right now. Oh, see, I have three. Pepsi to Paloma shared a link. Your daily kiss fortune. Things will soon go your way. Stay the course. Keep looking for the good, and things will go your way in the long run, even if they don't appear to be working out in the short run. Jack McMillan threw a snowball at you. Catch it or throw one back. What a...
People been throwing snowballs the last
couple
days.
That's stupid as fuck.
Fuck.
And then this hot man named Thomas Samaras, he's from Greece. He says, I posted this lovely picture of Cheryl where she looks ugly as usual. He writes, love the prognathism, which means when your jaw sticks below out too much is a prognathism, which I didn't know. Those lips were made for kissing and loving. I wrote, wow, Thanos. Now, he's hot, and he's an actor in Greece. I believe he's a professional, big-time actor. Wow, Thanos, I wrote. What a wonderful new word for Cheryl and I to beat to death. Thanks. P.S. Thanos, can I see your penis? I'm working on a new research pamphlet for the Mayo Clinic's new penis size program. He writes back, oh, hi, Madge. I was just writing the Untitled Pogroms. They are so neat. I hope you do more. As for penis pics, I couldn't find one, but I did find one where I eat calamari, which was bullshit. I said, well, not quite. Thanks for the feeble attempt to please my research fellows. You know, that's just bullshit. You know? If you want to flatter me, but show me your dick.
That's so funny.
Okay. Where were we on this list?
Let's see. I read 46.
Okay.
When he's cheating, lying, and placing my life in jeopardy. Hey, I thought he had all the answers to that. Oh, well, I know that was Wheel of Fortune.
The wheel.
Okay, because he's stupid enough to have unprotected sex with all of the guys he picks up.
Oof.
And then tells everyone around him that it's all my fault.
The unprotected sex or the AIDS that these people get?
I don't know. He's stupid enough to have unprotected sex. Well, maybe it's the idea of, you know, he wouldn't sleep around if it wasn't for him, which I totally
Which is true, I'm sure.
Yeah. If he wasn't neurotic to begin with, he wouldn't be like, let me find something else to get into. And to tell you the truth, I'm kind of there with my neurotic crush, because my neurotic crush does not want dating, does not want any kind of labels, wants a very loose kind of a thing. And, you know, we have not had sex, but, you know, that's what the intention is that, you know, we'll just have sex and then see how, and not even see how it goes. But my crush has decided that they are moving to New York and has not decided on what date they're going to be moving to New York. You know, all I know is they're in L.A. to the end of the month, which could mean that they're going to enjoy the holidays with family back east, or it could mean, you know, they're decided to move at the end of the month. So why the hell should I be pulling my panties down, you know, for
okay.
somebody who's going to be leaving town? It's like, you know, here, bon voyage, bitch.
Listen, you know why? It's the same reason I always tell my other women friends. Because you like it, too. When you pull your panties down, don't tell me you're not enjoying it.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
You know, I'm just, I guess I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned where in some, I'm starting to be my old-fashioned self. You know, for years I was just like, you know, oh, you want to pull me over here and do this? Okay, fine. You know, lack of boundaries and stuff. But I was like, okay, fine. And then I'd be like, oh, I thought we were in a relationship, and there was no relationship. You know, my head was so clouded, I would not have even heard this crush say,
right. They
don't want to date and do not want to have a label on what's going on.
Well, you know, the thing is, Barbacia, I have a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the whole thing. That's it.
Okay, and
yeah. So number 47.
And how can you relate this to, you know, because I'm having a hard time understanding, because how can you actually use this as an actual citation? Because at this point, you sounded like Reagan Fox's, you know, dissertation about, you know, street tranny hookers, you know. And is it a credible, you know, let me know, because I'm pulling for you. Let me know that what you just said is a credible source that you're using to cite a point. Because I'm not getting it.
What, you want to see it? You want to smell it? I don't know how to prove it, but I got one.
Did
I don't know what more citation you want. I got a vagina, and that's all there is to it. Ain't nothing much more than that.
Did
Believe
I
me. Ain't tight.
Are you throwing are you putting pussy on the table now?
By the loaf, honey. By the loaf.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we'll have to see about that.
I got a loaf of cunt coming out of the oven. She gonna pull it out of the oven and serve it up. She got a loaf of cunt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where were we? 47.
The machine shop.
We need some more punctuation. 47. When after a long day you ask for, when after a long day all you ask for is just a hug. It's not even, there's not even fucking grammar. You didn't even proofread this thing. I'm just going to read exactly how we wrote it. When after a long day all you ask her for is just hug. And he just looks at you. Maybe because you didn't put an A in there, honey.
Bitch. 48. When you own four little Yorkies throughout most of the relationship, and in the latter years, as they each get older and need constant care and attention until their time to pass on arrives, he leaves you with all of their daily care. After the last little dog died, he no longer needed me, and it took him less than 24 hours to make my living in the house more impossible than ever.
Didn't he already have one about the dog? What's, I mean,
he's got a dog fetish.
That's like LaWanda Page.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Taking advantage of me was no longer as important as getting rid of me. I was never even allowed a couple of days to grieve the loss of my last dog without verbal abuse.
Please. Number 49, when his lies become more frequent than the truth.
Bitch, get out of my house. No, that was the truth.
Now, don't forget to let me do the punctuation on number 50.
When he takes his underwear, rolls them up, and hides them from you.
Open parentheses.
a lot more about this disgusting habit. Coming soon.
Close parentheses. I want to skip to the rest of that habit. That sounds interesting. I bet there's duty on him.
Wait a minute. Baby, can't you see? Calling a guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm falling. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give it to me. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Too high. Can't come down. Losing my head. Spinning round and round. Do you feel me now? With a taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, and I'm slipping under. With a taste of poison paradise, I'm addicted to you. Do you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do. Do you know that you're toxic? It's getting late. Doesn't she always say that? It's getting late. It's always... Okay. To give you up, I took a sip from my devil cup. Slowly, it's taken over me. Too high, can't come down. It's in the air, and it's all around. Can you feel me now? With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. You're toxic, and I'm slipping under.
Where? So this is number 77. I did some research whilst you were singing. When he purposely leaves his dirty underwear in the middle of the living room, so you have to either pick it up or step over it. And I mean dirty.
Ooh, girl, he was just leaving you a little bit of a, you know, like a minefield.
A load.
He'll piss you off, girl. He was working you out just to get rid of you. Okay, 78. When he tells you he's looking for someone else with more money after he's gone through all of yours. Bitch.
I'm trying to find good ones.
How about number 80?
80?
Mm-hmm. Or 85.
85. When he cheats, has sex with a guy for 8 months, and still doesn't know his real name.
Sebastian. Sebastian's real name is Arthur, for anyone who wants to know.
Okay. Sebastian Cabot?
Yes. Those out there in Chicago will know Sebastian's real name is Arthur.
I know Sebastian. Seriously.
You know Sebastian?
Yeah.
From
Venezuela.
A little Polish guy?
No.
Oh, he lied to you? He lied to you and told you he was from Venezuela? He's actually from Poland.
I bet it was the same one, because she's crazy.
Bald head.
Yeah.
Wears like, you know, like over the top kind of like costumey clothes.
No. Gap tooth.
Hangs out at Berlin.
Nope.
Okay. All right. We've dealt with those bitches. Okay.
They're all the same. You've seen one, you've seen them all. 88. Do you want to read 88? That sounds pretty good.
Okay, let me put my cigarette out.
And 89 is good, too. So maybe he was on a roll in the 80s.
Wait a minute. What's up with that tranny hooker who...
But anyway, let's go. I don't want to talk about that anymore because I don't want to have to edit out too much.
You were one lazy whore.
You got that right. Well, for those of you who are just joining us, Barbacia and I talked about something forbidden, and I had to remove it. So, moving right along.
Number 88. When he convinces you to move to another city because of his great new job, when he has you give up your health insurance because you are going to be on his group plan, and when he throws you out on the street,
damn,
cancels your insurance, and leaves you no way to get insured because of a pre-existing condition.
See, now what he should have said is cancels your insurance and leaves you no way to get insured because of a pre-existing condition, comma, AIDS, which he gave you.
That would be number one reason to leave him.
Now, I like 89. Well, he's still in denial, honey. 89, when you realize that he has no passion for life, no passion for love, and no passion for you. Well, that would be a number one reason, too. I think he's out of order here. Wouldn't you think that would be up in the top one or two?
Exactly. Maybe he just, you know...
Oh, my God, wait. Oh, we already read that one, 98, because it's got that blue font thing in it. No, sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm looking for... Oh, he only read it? Oh, he only goes up to 105 in this thing.
Yeah, it's not. He hasn't got a 1,000, but here's one that's just kind of like...
Okay.
Shows his repetitive nature. 96. When you have a sick dog dying at home... Who needs to be fed? We need to get home. But he feels seeing a holiday light show is more important.
What does that mean, a holiday light show?
You know, I'm assuming it's like Christmas trees or something like that. Or...
Ain't no show. What show? What's the show? Seriously, what, light show? The only light show I know of is 4th of July. What kind of holiday light show?
Down in Chicago Harbor, don't they have like the Venetian night with the boats?
But that ain't no holiday. Who ever heard of Venetian night?
People in Venice.
We need to close this popsicle stand because it is...
You're bored, too?
I'm always bored, but actually, no.
Wait a minute. One last story. I was doing some catering.
Uh-huh.
And it's at this place called the Olympic Collection, and it's run by these Armenian guys, and, you know, a lot of rabbis running around, you know, making sure that, you know, the meat doesn't... touch, you know, whatever it's not supposed to touch, and there's no this or that. And, you know, they're doing their thing, all shriveled up with little black hats on and beards that look like they're from the Arctic Age. And
sure.
I don't know if they were Orthodox or Hasidic.
Are you talking about penguins or Jews?
Rabbis.
Oh.
Or, I've seen black rabbis. Don't try me.
Who?
I'm just playing. I've never seen a black rabbi. But you know, out here in Hollywood, a lot of black people convert to being Jewish because they, you know, they're like,
because they want jobs.
Exactly, the Jews are running the country, you know, running the company. So you know, here I've got to, you know.
Yeah, but what they don't realize though is that Jews think that people who convert to Judaism are really stupid.
I bet, you know, I would see it as like maybe a bonus thrown here or there if they really have what's necessary, but I don't believe that, you know, like the whole, you know, somebody in the industry who's in a powerful position is going to open up the whole, you know, bag and just be like, yeah, take this, girl, we've got a house in Malibu.
Oh, yeah, you're a Jew. Perfect, you know? Yeah. You can come with us to the next death camp session. We're being jammed.
Exactly. Yes, we're going to Israel, you know, we're going on a kibbutz, you know, come on, girl. That is not happening, you know. They're not, you know, I've worked some of those Seder parties, you know, those Hanukkah parties. You never see a black person sitting at the table at those parties, you know. you see some cabbage and, you know, some sour whatever it's called and some chicken bone, you know. And
chicken bone.
Whatever it is, you know, they always tell us to put it on the table and act like I know what's going on because, you know, I've seen the plate with all the shit on it before.
Chicken bone. Oh, you're talking about, no, that's from a lamb.
Oh, okay. It looked like a chicken bone to me.
No, that's to represent the slaying of the lamb to prevent the firstborn son's eating out pussy or something.
Exactly. And then they come out with the manischewitz and then...
That's
you know,
right.
The brisket.
And then the bris.
And then the kugel. You know, it's, I know the routine. You know, once in a while, you know, a fancy contemporary housewife will be like, you know, she wants something else thrown in there, like, you know, like yams with some marshmallows on top.
Exactly. Or What's that girl's name? Rachel Ray.
How is Shoshana?
Horrible.
Is she home?
She a mess. I don't know.
She's in New York?
I said Rachel Ray.
Okay.
I wasn't talking about Griselda. Did you think I was talking about Griselda?
You have to edit that out, too.
Why?
But no, I'm kidding. But, you know, the thing.
How is Shoshana?
Exactly. So, anyway.
God, I can say Rachel Ray, you go all into Alzheimer's mode. Dang. I must have hit some sort of soft spot or whatever you call it.
No, not at all. But I'm listening. I'm you know, I'm at these houses, you know, and
yeah.
Or no, going back to this, you know, the rabbis at this Olympic banquet collection over in West LA.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, they really trick people over there because, you know, the dishware doesn't match, the silverware doesn't match, and, you know, they, you know, they'll serve up, you know, like they'll have these little kebabs that are like either lamb or chicken. No, they're chicken or beef.
Yeah.
And they're like these little kebabs, and you put them in, like, you know, some, it's like lavash, but it's that loose lavash.
I don't know what lavash is. What does that mean?
It's almost like a taco, like you know, when you have at Taco Bell, it's like the soft shell taco.
Oh, that's like what that Sally Struthers thing was in. I mean, the thing I had at the Burger King instead of Snow Beach Yoga.
It all comes around full circle.
What did you call it? A kabaj?
I thought it's called lavash, but I think it's called something different.
I think it's called a soft shell taco.
Okay.
Or a wrap.
A wrap. And then they put, like, you know, some kind of, like, vegetable in it. I don't know. It doesn't look, it's maybe mint or something.
Those are green sleeves, honey.
Huh?
Those are called green sleeves.
Yes. Oh, you know what they are?
What?
Those things. Those items.
Green sleeves.
Oh, green sleeves? Okay. So, you know, we'll serve those, but they'll make, like, you know, a lot of it, and if for the party, but if they don't go through it, they'll put that in the freezer and then bring it out for the next party after charging the first group for it. And then charging the second group, you know, a second time for it. You
that
know?
Ain't so, right.
They're a little shady, and, you know, at times, you know, you'll get tips or whatever.
Yeah.
But they won't give them to you. You know, they're just like, you have a straight hourly rate. We're not going to give you a tip, you know. And so, you know, they're just really, 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 really shady. But one party, my last time I worked there, I was, like, fed up. So it was like a Chinese wedding.
All right.
Run by Armenians and Jewish rabbis.
Right.
And they had all these little Chinese women in, like, formal outfits, you know. And, you know, they look like, you know, like balloons and stuff and, you know, silk. And they had traditional, you know, sitting down in front of the, you know, the little table and on their knees and stuff. So, but I was just so pissy. I was like, you know, chicken or beef, you know what I'm doing? I'm walking appetizers around. And
isn't
all these
beef books, or chicken?
Either way, you know, it's like I was, you know, it should be, but I was pissy. So I was like, chicken or beef.
Meat. Do you want a piece of meat?
You want a piece of meat? <You know>? It comes around full circle.
It do.
So, and they would look at me like, you know, they didn't speak English, so they just knew big black man, you know, and they'd look at me
man.
Like,
man.
Well, I had to go in man drag, you know, because, you know, I can't get no jobs if I'm in, you know, myself. I had to go in man drag.
Okay.
And they would be freaked out, and it was just kind of crazy, so I would be like, you know, I'm not going to bite you, you know, chicken and beef, you know, or I'd get somebody to, like, you know, kind of, like, vouch for me, like, she's okay, You can have the appetizer. She's not going to take you in the back. It's not dog. She's not going to take you in the back room and slice you up for the next party.
She's going to stone you with a stale ciabatta.
Right.
That's the way Sally Struthers should die. Stale ciabatta. You have been sentenced to stoning by stale ciabatta.
That sounds like some out of the Bible. You know, if people really lived by what was in the Bible, we'd be crazy. Like mothers would be sleeping
well,
with their children. Well,
is that kind of where we are?
Well, yeah. Just you know, but there's
you want a piece of meat.
You want a piece of meat? But there's this legalization that, you know, no one should be doing that, you know,
right.
As if it's like a taboo, and it's like they were doing it in the Bible and, you know, writing about it, like, you know. And so Joseph had married his third daughter and, you know,
right.
she begat him a child and, you know, 30 right. children. All right, on that note,
okay.
I'll quit.
Well, thank you very much, and please come on the show again very soon.
Absolutely, because I am Verbasic Lemons, big, black, bloated, bisexual, bipolar, overweight, lesbian actress. Now that's plural.
And I'm Madge Weinstein, and I'm just a fat, dirty dyke. Thanks for being on our show, everyone. I mean, listening. And send money, or I won't do any more shows. RISHEY at hotmail.com. Do you have a PayPal you'd like to give out?
Yes, Verbasia at Gmail, and I'm quite serious because
she need the money.
I need the money.
Okay. Give us some. Verbasia@gmail.com, PayPal. Okay, thanks everyone, and thanks, Verbasia.
Love you, man.
Love you too. Bye bye.